Access granted.
Subject: interview with Paddy Lennon and Brian Hickey. Body: on January 25th, 2023, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, was tasked with the mission of interviewing the awesome Paddy Lennon and Brian Hickey regarding their brand new Kickstarter for Total Action Force: The Battle Years softcover. Here's what we could show you from that G14 classified recording.
Access granted.
Hello and welcome to The Full Force Redacted, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On the show today, I have been joined by two absolute legends behind the officially licensed Total series of action figure books, including such hits as Total Hacks, Total Action Force: The Battle Years, Total Action Force Volume 2: International Heroes, and the upcoming Total Robo Skull. On today's show, we will be delving into their next Kickstarter campaign for a return to Total Action Force: The Battle Years softcover. Paddy and Brian, thank you so much for joining me. How are you both doing?
We're doing great, Chris. Thanks for getting us back on the show. It's too long since we've been on here chatting with you.
We still have to finish that Disorder of Battle part 2.
Yeah, it's about that.
Amazing. How are you, Paddy, as well, buddy?
Good, as always. Of course, I've been here a lot more recently than Brian has been.
Yeah.
Brian, you've been slacking.
Brian's a slacker. And you've been here every week.
We've had an entire pandemic since you did the last Disorder of Battle.
That's so true, actually. Yeah. My goodness. Well, good to have you lads on. Obviously, there's a reason to have you on today, and that is to discuss your latest Kickstarter campaign. Now, we're going back to Total Action Force: The Battle Years, and this time it's personal. No, this time it's a soft cover. So can you let's go through that first. Why are you returning to that? What's the mindset behind this particular campaign?
Well, I suppose when we did Total Action Force: The Battle Years first time round, we figured, you know, there might only be a couple of hundred people interested in that, but
right.
So, and that's all we produced was just, you know, just shy of a couple of hundred copies. And since then, there's been a lot of requests for, will we reprint the book? Will it ever be reprinted?
Right.
And it wouldn't be uncommon that, you know, there isn't a week that goes by where one of us doesn't get some kind of a message about it, whether it's a direct message or a comment.
Is it just from Paddy? Is it just Paddy messaging you the whole time saying?
I think it's Patrick Stewart, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, the time is right to do it. We you know, got International Heroes. We got that book done. That's, you know, really,
it's all right.
Really happy with how that went.
It's all right. It's okay. It's don't big yourself up too much. I'm just kidding. It is an absolute beauty. And I'm reaching over because it's right here. Look at this. Absolutely gorgeous book. I'm most impressed, though, I will say, on the Volume 2, guys, with the foreword. I think whoever wrote that was an absolute genius.
I mean, we were really looking for most of the budget. Prize-winning author.
Prize-winning author. All of the budget went on that forward, guys. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's let's talk about that volume one as well before we kind of get into it, because there'll be some people that probably aren't aware of it, I imagine. Take us through, what was that book about, Paddy? What was the what was the kind of content that we're dealing with there?
So essentially, it's the oral history of Palitoy Action Force, for want of a better word.
And we all love a bit of oral history, don't we? Let's face it.
We do. So it was, we wanted to do something that, obviously, Brian is a huge fan of Palitoy Action Force, and particularly the comics Battle Action Force. I've, you know, obviously, through the show and so on here, I've picked up an appreciation for a lot of the characters. Red Shadows, obviously, I think a lot of fans have picked up appreciation for those characters.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to kind of do a historical, well, these are the toys, these are the comics, and these are the people who created them. So we obviously interviewed quite a lot of the creators and did profiles on a lot of the artists and writers who worked on the comics. Interviewed again, like I said, a lot of the Palitoy staff who would talk to us. So it's a combination guidebook and history of the toy line. and the comics that went with it.
Yeah.
And then obviously for Volume 2, we decided, well, you know what, there's a little bit more Action Force out there in terms of the Marvel UK comic and the Hasbro UK toy line. And Volume 2 follows that format almost identically, with interviews with the creators and so on. So that's kind of in a nutshell what the books are about.
And some pretty and pictures as well. Some pretty pictures, yeah.
And of course you have all the lovely, gorgeous licensed comic artwork, licensed use of the names and so on, and the brand itself. And you've got Brian's photography. You know, there's the hundreds and hundreds of new photos for the books, all of the figures, all the vehicles, and Brian's lovely diorama shots to showcase all the figures and vehicles as well.
Absolutely. Brian, you did some incredible toy photography in both volumes so far. Are there any standouts for you that you kind of look at and you go, well, that was a bloody rough, hard one to do, but it came out well. Were there any like that for you?
So in Volume 1, there's a great picture of the RoboSkull shooting down a bunch of jet planes, and that's probably one of my favourite shots in that book. But also there's a shot, Special Weapons Force, one of the Striker, I think it is firing the Special Weapons Force mobile missile system.
Nice.
And see that the jet stream on the missile going off into the distance, and it's blowing up again an enemy jet in the background.
Fantastic. That's another thing. The photography is sensational as well, and it's just, I mean, these books are just, I can't stop like thumbing through them. The reason behind Volume 1 is the fact that you there are more people that want these that missed out the first time. So, I mean, let's take us through the actual campaign, the pledge levels and all that kind of good stuff, if you could please.
Go for it,
Paddy. Do this, Brian, or do you want to do it?
Do it at the same time.
So,
in stereo. Yes.
So, this time, obviously, it's for a soft cover book. Soft covers are cheaper to produce than hard covers. I don't know if you know that. So our funding goal is 18,500.
Okay.
And that will get us compared to, I think it was 27 first time round for the hardcover. Yeah. So a lot lower of a goal, which means obviously a lot lower of a price. So 18,500 will allow us to print basically 300 odd copies of a soft cover of Total Action Force The Battle Years. Same content, although Brian might fix a couple of the typos we spotted only after we got printed copies in hand.
Proofread it about 20 times. I'm still scratching.
And on time 21, we actually got the physical copies delivered from the printers. We discovered a couple more, so we'll probably fix those. But otherwise, the content is going to be exactly the same. 192 pages again, as a soft cover, it's a lot cheaper. So our pledge levels, obviously, are going to be cheaper along with that. The basic pledge level is, you know, a tenner to get your name in the book. We had a lot of people actually pick us up on that first time round. So that's the Baroness pledge level. You'll see a theme here in the names of the various pledge levels, which is actually the hardest part of doing a Kickstarter campaign. Naming the levels. There's generally a theme, and this theme is Hasbro figures released in the Palatoy.
Nice.
So again, tenor gets your name in the book. For the first 3 days of the campaign, we're going to do an early bird level, which is going to be called the Destro level. And that's going to be €55 plus shipping to get a copy of the book sent to you.
Lovely stuff. Yeah, nice.
And that's
nice
a discounted
cheap.
Price
yeah.
to try and get that at. So that's about a 40% discount off what the hardcover was.
Yeah.
And it is as cheap as we can make it. You know, you've probably heard a story, Chris, about when the song Blue Monday was released, that the band lost money on every single they sold because the production costs were so expensive on the per single. And they thought, oh, it's fine, nobody will buy any copies of it. It won't be a huge success. We lose some money, but it won't be a huge amount of money that we lose. And then, of course, it went to number one.
Yeah.
And apparently they were paying off they were sorry, paying off the loan for that product. They were paying off the loan for those production costs for years after that song had made
that
it big.
Hilarious,
because it cost them like something like 10 cent, like net loss for every single they sold.
That is amazing.
So that's pretty much the situation we're in with that early bird level.
So you're gonna hope it doesn't hit number one, then, is that what you're saying?
Well, put it this way, if we sell all 300 copies of the book at €55, it'll be like squeaky bum time.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's everyone jumping in on the early bird, definitely.
Yeah. Please do, because we'll fund, but yeah, also know that you will make Brian cry. So after the first 3 days are over, the price of the book goes up to $65,
yeah,
plus shipping.
Still not bad. Still not bad.
And that's our Zartan pledge level.
Brilliant.
$75 or more gets you gung ho level, which is we'll sign the book for you, which is what we always do. You'd think people wouldn't pay for that, but actually they do. Which
ruin it.
Surprises us.
They'll just graffiti all over it, guys. It's disgusting.
So that's gung ho at $75 is a signed copy of the book, obviously plus shipping as well. €120 gets you the Copperhead level, which is if you want two copies of Action Force: The Battle Years sent out to you, we'll do that for you. That's Copperhead at $120, and then our Scarlet level is for people who missed out on Volume 2. For €150, okay, we will do a copy of Volume 1 and a copy of Volume 2 at a discounted price and send it out to you.
Brilliant.
So we have about, 50-odd copies of that book left? So that is going to be a limited pledge level. I think we're only allowing 30 of those, where you'll get Volume 1 soft cover and Volume 2 hardcover at a discounted price of €150 plus shipping.
Guys, get in for that, because the Volume 2 is sensational as well, and it's got me in it, so what are you waiting for?
And obviously that's makes everything more worthwhile. And then our final pledge level is €225, Top Sergeant Duke. And that's limited to 15 backers, because we will give you a copy of each book, which I believe we'll be signing as well. And we only have a handful of the prints left from our two previous campaigns. So those are the Action Force team prints, the enemy print.
Gorgeous.
The Eric and Katrina Aranya poster that they did for us. The
beautiful.
The homage to G.I. Joe issue 1 with the various Action Force team members.
It's so good.
And then Brian's 6 prints for the Volume 2 campaign, which was the recreations of various Action Force UK covers done with the toys. And then the Cobra Commander poster at the rally. We don't have, we're actually very limited on the Eric and Katrina Aranya prints. So we can only do a 15 of those pledge levels for backers to get those. So that's pretty much everything we have left in that level at Top Sergeant Duke. So that's it. Like I said, we've kept it simple this time around. People, we found with the previous two campaigns, most people just want a book sent to them. I'd say 70% of our backers were just, I would like a book mailed to me, please. So we've kind of focused on that and letting people get, you know, with the early bird, get the book sent to you as cheaply as possible.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we kind of want to focus to people, give them the best value we can for this.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Now, there aren't any kind of stretch goals at the moment, are there? But that's something that maybe you guys were kind of in discussions about, maybe as it goes along. I mean, Brian, do you want to take us through some of those ideas?
We've got a few ideas for what we would do. The reason why we haven't included them at this point is just that we're not really sure what the demand level is going to be like. But obviously, if it looks like there's a lot of interest there, we will be very quickly kind of adding some stretch goals to that campaign.
Very quickly.
And one of those, the first stretch goal that we would add would be to add in 16 more pages. Ooh. And that would give us space to include the Series 3 vehicles in the book. So that would be kind of a really special add-on, something that, you remember, in the first go-round at book one, we had one of our stretch goals was to add in, like, I think it was 64 pages to really go to town on the series three characters and vehicles, and that never unlocked, unfortunately. So series three does get a good mention in the book. You get the figure lineup for that those 85 releases, but you know, the vehicles and the character profiles, they're not in there. So that first stretch goal would be to get the vehicles into the book. And the next stretch goal after that would be to bring in the character profiles.
Right. Building up that series three kind of scenario.
Build up
each
the series
time.
Three
yeah.
stuff there. So, and again, they're not live in the campaign now. But say if the interest is there, we can start to add those stretch goals. And we've got ideas for other stuff that we can add as well. You know, maybe a bit more ambitious than the content. But, you know, we're just going to sit on that for now, see what the vibe is like, see what the interest is like. And if we think people really, you know, have an appetite for this book and particularly for more content, well, we can start to build that into the campaign as it's live.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
If that new content gets added, that's covered under our license with Rebellion and with Hasbro.
Amazing.
So it's already covered. But what would it would add some production time. So, you know, because that's new content, we'd have to do the repro graphics and those scans.
But you say that, but like in terms of the amount of time that people have to wait for Kickstarter campaigns to kind of, you know, HasLab, Kickstarter, all those kind of, you know, crowdfunding scenarios. The fact that you guys have, you turned over before your projected time last time, didn't you?
Both times. We've done two books in a year. That's the reality.
It's unreal. But yeah, so again, like in terms of adding a bit of time, I think people would be happy to wait a little, you know, another couple of weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what we're like. We're not talking months and months and months, you know. It would be maybe
one day, be overnight, that you'll have to do all the work at the last minute. Paddy, I need
64
this now.
Pages in space of a day.
Obviously, with the book as it stands, the turnaround on that's very, very quick because it's designed. There'd be minimal reformatting on the cover because the hardback cover is slightly larger. So, you know, we're talking minor tweaks in that, like it's just minutes of work. And then the files are good to go to the printer.
Fantastic.
So really, the only wait time is printing time. So what we're talking, this will be turned around within weeks. For backers, so there'd be a very fast turnaround, and that people will have their books in hand very quickly. And while we've worked hard to make this a good value book for people, it is the quality isn't diminished in any way.
Quality
so we're
is
using,
amazing.
You know, that we're using like really reputable printers, really good quality paper. You know, even though it's a soft cover, it will be laminated. It'll be on a nice board. In terms of paper thickness, like it's not, you know, it's not a thin cover. It's a soft back cover, but it's got a bit of weight to it. As I say, it's laminated, beautifully printed. This will still be an impressive piece once people get it into their hands.
It's the same printer we use for volume two, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So it's the same printing company that did volume two, and obviously they did a great job on that. So
also, while we're here,
you can expect the print quality to be similar, at least.
Yep. Also, while we're here, we've got a few of the prints that the guys were talking about a second ago. Now we have, this is my favourite, Brian. 100% Brian, this is my fave. From issue 5, I think, of European Missions / yeah, I say European Missions, so the Americans understand what I'm talking about, / Action Force Monthly. And this is just the Tomahawk in all of its glory. Probably one of my favourite vehicles for the Joes. And all of the characters jumping off there look absolutely brilliant. that's definitely up there. You also mentioned this isn't a print. This is just a bit of card that you threw in there to protect it. So I appreciate that. Thank you. No one's getting that. You don't get that. Here's the Sky Striker one, which is absolutely again stunning and, you know, topical at the moment with the HasLab Sky Strikers landing, literally. Do you like the puns? They're everywhere.
I love it. Love the puns. That's why we're on this show. We're here for the puns.
How proud of you are, how proud of me are you so far that I haven't said anything about thumbing in a softie? Too late. Too late.
Also, 17 minutes, I think we managed.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's got 90. Yeah, you're right. We started about 2 minutes in, didn't we? We got the Sunday Drivers storyline, the bazooka and the ore striker going through the window there. Another beauty there. This is another gorgeous one. Look at that. The hydrofoil. Oh, lovely stuff. And this
currently
classic.
Residing in my press here behind me.
Look at that.
The hydrofoil.
Issue one. Look at that. Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got
those. I see some of those shots and I'm like, I forget how I did those. Like that one with the awe striker jumping through the window. And as it's coming back to me now, the awe striker, how I set that up, it's actually resting on a pane of glass. And the glass is at an angle. And I had to, and it's blue tacked to the glass, but the glass was really thin, and I was really worried that it actually smashed the glass.
Yeah, yeah.
So it had real broken glass in the shot.
Well, you know, that would have made it more authentic, I guess. No, that's crazy, man. Some of the shots, I remember you used to send me videos of like the little setup that you'd done to get the shot, and you'd send it to the group and we'd all be like, what on earth? And it's the other thing as well, all of your work is so, like, I call it analog. Like, you've got all these people working in Photoshop and digital and all that kind of stuff, and then there's you who just lines a bunch of ridiculous things up, takes a picture, and it comes out looking absolutely stunning. Like, it's magic what you do with the camera.
That one, the slammer picture in the Triple T for Volume 2. And Brian has like four different stages where Slammer and the Vipers and the Triple T are all in different layers of the shot. It's unreal. And then the dirt in the background flying up is in a different layer as well, like further back. And you know, you're using forced perspective to make it look like it's all happening at in one area. Like it's unreal.
That's a lot of glass.
You put into that.
I work with a lot of glass, and it's scary.
The only glass you work with is the one that's got your drink in it. and yeah, there you go. Look at that. Look at that. Anyway, I'll be flashing up the actual images, you know, like a professional editor would do. I don't know why I keep throwing these. Again, I'm working as like analog. This is analog editing I'm doing at the moment. No, lads, absolutely brilliant. So the campaign, as we speak now, is live. So the link is in the description right now. Go and pledge. Go and get your pledges in. Go and let's get another successful Kickstarter under these lads' belts, definitely. And
pledge early to get that discounted book.
Exactly. That is an absolute... And obviously, the other thing is, I will say as well, though, there'll be people that don't have Volume 2 that I'm telling you now, you need both volumes if you don't. If you don't have either, get stuck into that Top Sergeant. I think it's the Top Sergeant one, isn't it? That's got the two books.
Yes, Top Sergeant.
Top Sergeant Scarlet. Duke.
Top Scarlet or Scarlet level.
Yeah, get either one of them. Get that because, yeah. And also the prints, as I just showed you, are fantastic to have. I've got too many, but this is the thing. We're looking at... we're going to be hopefully buying a house next year, right? So that's what we're kind of doing this year. We're kind of doing all that gumph. You guys know what I'm talking about. And when we get our new place, it's just going to be a lot of framed art everywhere, and most of it is going to be total Action Force prints everywhere. So that's all you're going to see for as far as the eye can see.
I think there was somebody in one of the UK Action Force groups. They got their prints framed and put them up in their toilet.
Well, do you know what? You know, whatever floats your boat, I guess. But that's what they think. That's basically what they think of you.
I mean, I don't mind. I have got mine framed and put up, you know.
Yeah, but you got to think, but, though.
They were like, no, it was the only space they had free space. So I'm happy that Brian's work is framed in someone's house.
I'm happy it's framed in a bog. Like, yeah.
The toilet, yeah.
But that's the thing. You got to think, though. You're more likely to pay lots of attention to it when you're on the toilet, because like everywhere you might be like rushing around everywhere else, but then you go to the toilet, you just be like, I forgot my phone, so I'm going to look at this amazing cover.
It is the main repository of male philosophical thought. It happens on the toilet, so
exactly. What a great place to have it. Anyway, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you again. Any final words? Sounds like you're going to die. No, any final words before we go?
Yeah, we're not doing another one of these. So, if it doesn't fund, you're not getting Total Action Force Volume 1 again.
Good point. Good
I've
point.
Already moved on to the next project.
Well, do you know what? That actually is a really good point. I mean, we've a lot of other projects coming up.
Yeah.
That we're going to be sinking our teeth into after this one. So, and our current license anyway isn't going to, you know, last forever. So it's you know, it's not likely that this is something we're going to revisit again in a hurry.
Okay.
So really, if you want to be guaranteed that you're going to get a copy of Total Action Force, The Battle Years, now is the time to get in there and pledge. And if we see the pledges coming in, if we see that support coming in, we know the interest is there. We've got some great stretch goals that we can start to build into the campaign as it's live.
Fantastic. And I suppose it's worth mentioning, but like following this, Total Skeletron, that's got to happen as well at some point, hasn't it?
Yes.
How are you guys, any updates on that at the moment?
The Total Roboskull is...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I called it Total Skeletron, didn't I? I'll change that.
We actually called it Total Skeletron in a very early mock-up, and then we revised the title to Total Roboskull.
Right.
So Total Skeletron probably did sneak out there way back in the really early days. What it is, it's Total Roboskull. So that's taking great shape at the moment. So that's, I'm actually working on, it's all written. Paddy has it written. We have a great forward by Bob Brecken.
Oh.
Included in that. And I'm in the process now of putting the design together. So I don't want to say how far we are, but we're really far into that.
Fantastic.
That's taking great shape. And that's going to be nicely done, wrapped up, you know, probably before anything else is ready to go on that front. And, you know, backers will know there's been a slight kind of, well, the skellies got out there ahead of us. But we'll be next.
Yeah, totally. And I did manage to get that track made for Word Burglar as well. So that snuck out just a bit before you guys. However, that's got to be done as a vinyl. So I think you'll probably beat the vinyl out, honestly, by the time.
Yeah, vinyl is taking time to get done at the moment, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'll tell you what, though,
we're
I'm so excited.
Our next book on vinyl.
Oh,
Total Action Force Volume 3 on vinyl.
Can I narrate it? Can I narrate it? How much fun would that be?
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be funny. Let's do it. Let's do a
It'll
special...
It'll be a complete history of Sonic Fighters with Chris doing all the sound effects.
Analog. With his voice.
Let's party. Let's party.
Total Roboskull.
Extermination.
Blitzem. Attack. Attack. Anyway, guys, yeah, absolute pleasure chatting with you guys as it always is. Good luck with the campaign. Like I said, link in the description, guys. Get pledging right now. Let's get those early birds in. Get the top Sergeant Duke levels filled up, because you know you want to get all of the prints as well. So you want to make sure all of that gets done. The soft cover, like you say, yeah, 28th of January, that's today. You guys currently are actually technically at Dublin City Comics. So it's too late to tell people to go along and you know, hang out. But I hope you guys have a great time there.
Brilliant, Chris. Thank you. Is that we know there's a load of certainly the Irish collectors were expecting a big show from the Irish contingent in Dublin City Comics on the day or throughout the afternoon.
So many of them. so many Irish Joe fans. It's incredible.
It's going to be great fun. You know, lots of the guys we've met before, but there's a couple of guys that have come down that we haven't met face to face. So
fantastic.
Great to see them. And look, who knows what might happen after we wrap up in Dublin City Comics. We might get a sneaky coffee or a cup of tea somewhere, or maybe you know, a more adult beverage.
Amazing. Well, yeah, it's been great, guys. Thank you so much. And shout out to Dublin City Comics as well, who are going to be putting that show on. Yeah, good luck with everything, and I guess we'll bring it to a close. You know what to do, though, at the end of these episodes. So that's it for this installment of the Full Force Redacted. Thank you to my wonderful guests, Paddy and Brian. See you next time, and as always, after 3, 1, 2, 3,
Full Force.
Why did Paddy disappear?
His full force was just too full. It absorbed all the bandwidth.
That was amazing. That was amazing. We're keeping that in. That's funny. That's just funny that it just goes and disappears. And we still got your audio, so that's fine, Paddy. Brilliant stuff.
Access granted.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.
Access granted.